every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Did you know processed sugar not only increases your waistline, it harms other parts of your body and health? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Sugar is the number one enemy of type 2 diabetes, obesity, tooth decay, and it causes draining of energy and mood swings. Most Americans exceed the Heart Association's recommendation of no more than 6 teaspoons of processed sugar per day. Replace sugary snacks with sliced apples, orange slices, grapes, or your favorite fruit, which is packed with natural fructose, vitamins, and fiber. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, educator, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Local Roads' first transportation tax measure to appear on November ballot. Offshore wind energy project halts plans in Morro Bay. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Slocog announced Measure H, the local Roads First transportation funding measure, will move to the November 2026 ballot for voter consideration in San Luis Obispo County. The Slocog board voted approval on June 3rd, and the final action was taken by the County Board of Supervisors on June 16th. If the half-cent sales tax is approved, Slocog says Measure H would generate an estimated $35 million annually for road repairs, safety improvements, congestion relief, and safe routes to school. Funds will go through a legally binding roadmap approved by Slocog, the County Board of Supervisors, and with input from all cities. San Miguel Community Services District announced there will be no use, sale, or discharge of Safe and Sane fireworks within district boundaries in 2026. This follows an action item on May 28th at the CSD board meeting, which would have allowed for the use of Safe and Sane fireworks. The action item required a 3/5 majority to pass. Two members said yes, one said no, one abstained, and one was vacant. Violators may be subject to misdemeanor penalties, including fines and possible jail time. Offshore wind energy project halts plans in Morro Bay. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. An offshore wind energy company has agreed to cease its plans to deploy wind turbines off the coast of Morro Bay, in agreement with the Trump administration. The company, Invenergy, will also terminate its offshore wind projects in the New York Bight and Gulf of Maine. Invenergy can recover a partial reimbursement for the termination of their leases, which totaled about $765 million. That amount will be redirected to natural gas-fired power plants in Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. The Paso Robles Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations, nonprofits, and service providers to share information about the programs and resources they offer. Attendees can connect directly with representatives from these organizations and include housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, veteran resources, and more. The event is free to attend and open to the public. Juneteenth Jubilee will be hosting a Juneteenth celebration in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, observed on this day in 1865 when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas. The celebration this Saturday will feature keynote speaker Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Also present will be dancers, songs, a kid play zone, food, and a celebration of Black culture and achievements. In observance of the holiday, City of Paso Robles offices will be closed today. The City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th. Through August 29th, each Saturday in the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand will feature a concert with food trucks to go alongside the entertainment. There will be no concerts on the 4th of July or on July 18th. Kicking off the concert series this Saturday is Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. All Atascadero concerts are free to attend. Bring a low back chair, your wallet to purchase any food as well. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics shut out the Angels 5-0. The game between the Giants and Braves was postponed due to weather. The White Sox beat the Yankees 5-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Orioles. The Athletics will go against the Angels. The Padres will face the Rangers. The Giants will go against the Marlins. And the Yankees will face the Reds. In California news, two candidates have secured the two spots for the special election to serve out the remaining term held by former Representative Eric Swalwell. The two candidates are State Senator Aisha Wahab, and Bay Area Rapid Transit Director Melissa Hernandez. The special election will be held August 18th. Whoever wins will fill Swalwell's seat through January, and at that time, the winner of the regular general election in November will take over for the full two-year term. That will also be a race between Wahab and Hernandez. Former child actor Davy Chase, known for playing Lilo in Disney's Lilo and Stitch and her performance as Samara Morgan in the 2002 horror movie The Ring, has died at the age of 35. Her father confirmed that she died from complications of bacterial meningitis and a blood infection. She had been homeless in Los Angeles with her boyfriend near the hospital where she died. In celebration of Juneteenth and the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California State Parks is offering a special free version of its historian passport for admission of up to 4 people per pass at more than 30 state historic parks throughout the state. Through Monday, July 6th, Californians can download the pass for free and use it for unlimited visits to participating historic parks from Juneteenth until the end of the year. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Farm Bill is currently in the Senate and has a lot of encouragement from several agricultural groups to get it pushed through. ARCAF, United Stock Growers of America CEO Bill Bullard, has several measures that the organization wants to see in a Farm Bill, including addressing an egregious cattle procurement tool that needs revision.
Formula contract in which they are allowed to ship large volumes of cattle out of our competitive price discovery market, place them in forward-type contracts, but never agree on a price. And the price is determined after the cattle are delivered in the future, and it's linked directly back to this cash market that they have just removed the cattle from. So if they are then incentivized to lower the cash market price, because doing so lowers the price of 100% of the cattle that they procure. We want the Senate in the Farm Bill to prohibit those type of unpriced formula contract that gives the meat packers undue leverage over the price of cattle.
In addition, Bullard states that ARCAF USA is advocating for mandatory country of origin labeling to be included in the Farm Bill, as well as ending or reforming the beef checkoff in order to ensure transparency and accountability so as not to have outside influences on public policy.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Pass Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Hello, it's me, Jared, with Hutch Heating and Air. When was the last time you changed your filter or had your air conditioner looked at by a pro? Yes, a pro. Did you know your air conditioner can lose small amounts of refrigerant over time, wasting your hard-earned money to cool down your home without you noticing anything wrong? So save a buck and remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch at 466-8199 or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A recently launched online computer program not only helps producers determine whether irrigation systems are applying water uniformly, but can also estimate the cost of wasted energy, water, and fertilizer. Dubbed the Distribution Uniformity and Return on Investment Estimator, the free program identifies areas of an irrigation system needing maintenance, repairs, or upgrades to improve distribution uniformity. It also translates to the distribution uniformity score into an estimated financial return on investment based on estimated water, energy, and fertilizer savings, as well as estimated potential yield improvements. Statewide, the impacts could be huge, according to those who created the tool. California has more than 4 million acres irrigated with low-flow, micro-sprinkler, and drip irrigation. Of those, about 3.4 million acres have not been tested. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds early today, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday and mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and lots more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the Masters, Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. Find out more info at GaryWhiting.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
SpaceX shares pulled back this week after the meteoric rise on its stock launch a week ago, though the major credit rating agencies are mostly supportive of the business. S&P Global Ratings, Moody's, and Fitch have all assigned SpaceX a stable outlook and BBB credit rating. They cite its competitive edge in its space and connectivity business. Its Starlink provides global high-speed internet. The rating sees benefits from Starlink and SpaceX's relevance to the U.S. government. government. German luxury car maker BMW and its employee representatives are preparing negotiations after the company slashed its profit outlook, citing weakness in the China market, and vowed to step up cost cutting. The markets are closed today in observance of Juneteenth. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there since 1968, and there is 5025 El Camino Real Atascadero, your Honda power equipment dealer. Okay, folks, as we're ready to go, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL.
Sing, baby, sing, sing, sing. Tell me blood off your bones. Sing, baby, sing, sing, sing. Till your mama and daddy comes home. Sing, sing, sing. I just love
the morning.
Okay, a couple of things. First, coming up this afternoon, Kenny and Darcia, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2, and like to announce the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the qualifiers this week, and it's Mr. Bob Galt. Bob, you got 30 days. Just call ahead to the office, 238-1230. That's 238-1230. Bob Gault. All righty, folks, whatever may be on your mind. Again, still wondering if anybody can figure out why the difference in the, similarities, really, in the budget between Santa Barbara County and San Luis Obispo County, when the population in Santa Barbara County is 422,000, and ours is 282. Our budget is, what, I think $1.2 billion, and theirs is $1.6. It's quite a few more people, and budgets are, the budget is similar. Could it have to do with land? I don't know. Again, I'm just asking, and as always, a little curious. Also, we need to be congratulated here in the county of San Luis Obispo, because the county clerk's recorder's office, we are leading the state in uncounted ballots. We are leading the states with still over 4,500 ballots still to be counted. Statewide, there's only 13,000 left to be counted. So we are the slowest in the state, ahead of Riverside County, which I think probably has more people than we do. Now, if you go back at the end of the 2022 ballot count, San Luis Obispo County was the second slowest in the state to finish in counting. So we have moved into first place. So I guess that is good. And she also got reelected. Yes, we're waiting for you to finish the counting there, Wonder Woman. So we have, again, something else to hang our hats on there regarding that. Also, you know, I mentioned, I think it was last week, and it had to do with the fact that some states around the country, including Mississippi, I guess, is one of the highlights, and they have the breakthrough in their educational system. Their proficiency is being commended, particularly in minority groups. And there are other states, too, that are doing the same thing, including Arkansas. And it's a formula. It's something learn. I forget what it's, I'll get it here in a second. But I know Arkansas has come up big with it. And so Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas, she's wondering why the states such as California aren't looking at this and saying, you know, these rates are going up of students performing from the lowest and not to the highest, but they are improving, and they have been so for a couple of years. So why aren't the states that are failing the kids doing this? That would be interesting to present to a school board or two. It's called the LEARNS Act. The LEARNS Act. Now, maybe because it was a Republican-backed education overhaul, that the states, particularly California, that are failing the students, the kids, you know, the ones that they say they care the most and that they're our future, simply because it is Republican-backed, that they don't want anything to do with it. And if that's the case, that tells you all you need to know. I think it's pretty darn simple. Pretty darn simple. All right. Now, let's see. What else do we have here? A little something. Good morning, Kevin. This on the text. Good morning, Kevin. We have well water where I live, and I drink it. I come to town, go to a restaurant, get a glass of water. I cannot drink because it has so much chlorine in it. It is, Chris, I wouldn't force you to do this, but just for the heck of it, one of these days, just take a quick sip of the water in there and see if you would ever drink it. Let me see here. The slow life, so slow, we haven't put the W on it yet. I don't know what that means. That has to do with the counting on the ballots. Although, okay, so let's play devil's advocate here on the counting of the ballots. Is it, could we say because they're being very careful? is that it? That they're doing this, but other states, well, states or counties, they don't seem to have the problems we do and the suspicions that we do. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, regarding the water here in town, the first thing I did when I moved from Atascadero was put in a whole house filtering system. I won't mention the name. I don't want to give them a commercial, but it takes even the chlorine and the fluorine out of all the water and has an RO system attached to it. It's the best thing I've ever done. Because when I go out to some of the restaurants and taste the water, it's almost like I'm drinking something that doesn't taste like water.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to describe the taste of the water here in the building. I mean, we get water that, you know, comes in from, the bottled stuff. But here's a question. When we were kids, no matter where you lived, was that an issue?
No, we used to drink, got the garden hose.
Well, yeah, I know that, those things, but I don't remember, or were the systems available to clean up the water?
When did they start putting the fluorine in the water? Do you know what year that happened?
I have no idea.
Maybe that's what we're tasting, but I don't remember that being a kid growing up. The water was always good right out of the faucet.
Yeah.
And they say New York City has the best city water in the nation. I don't know about that. I've never been.
Okay, now, this is really way off. Now that you said that,
yeah.
Here, when we moved from New York to Kentucky, one of the hardest things to do was find a good slice of pizza in Kentucky.
Okay.
All right. I couldn't understand why. The first time we went back, I went to the old place where we used to get the slices as kids, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, you know, I'm living in Kentucky, I can't buy. He says it's the water when they, you know, with the dough in it. Yeah. Now, again, I was just a kid, so I just took it to be, well, this guy must know what he's talking about. But over the years, I've told some people, and they looked at me like I was out of my mind. So you're the first person I ever heard that, it correlated.
Do you remember, Penn and Teller, correct?
I've heard of them, yeah.
They're a magic comedy magic team. They put together a bottled water test. They even put together a water sommelier in a New York restaurant. And they put this over on the customers at a dining table. We have a test going on. We're going to have you taste five different bottled waters, and we want you to tell us which one you think is the best. And they took five or four, and they were all blind tastings, and they actually made up a label for the bottled water that came out of the faucet in the back of the restaurant out in the alley. And they bottled that up, and they had these people taste the five different bottled waters, and the New York bottled water got the award.
Hmm. Well,
interesting.
Of all the places in the country, I don't think New York would be on the list of the best water, would it?
I would not suspect that, but it is.
And no, it's funny, because as this text said, our well water is great.
Well water here is so hard. I mean, you can't get your dishes clean, and that's where I got my dishes in the dishwasher come out spotless. My glassware, because I've got the whole house system that takes everything out but the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, like I said, the well water out at our place, man, it is just, it's nice.
It's good, huh?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on where you put your well down, because I've seen some people, the toilet bowls get stained with the iron and everything else like that.
Hmm. Well, we know that, the areas with deeper or shallower wells, I mean, I don't know if that has to do anything.
The soil content, where the water hangs out, I guess.
Yep, I have no idea. It's it is weird, but gosh, it is amazing how bad that some of the water is.
You can ask that question to Greg next time he calls in.
Yeah, that he may know about that. I don't know, but I wonder if most of the people in whether it's a Atascadero or Paso Robles, if they have some kind of water system to help clean up the water because it doesn't taste good.
Well, I know when I lived in Atascadero, the water sprinklers in my lawn would hit the windows, and it would put such a heavy white deposit on the windows, I had to get a professional just to get them clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's that bad here, because I don't have that problem.
Well, again, someone knows.
Right. Okay, and your question about Santa Barbara, with the cost of living and everything being so much higher, I can't believe that their assessments their spending is so close to ours. That's the question we need to find out an answer to.
Right, because, you know, the more I thought about it, I wonder if it has to do with the size of the county. I don't know. We're rural and have lots of areas, so I don't know if that plays a part at all.
Santa Barbara is one of the most expensive cities in the nation to live in.
Well, I know that, but what I'm talking about is the size of it.
I don't know. Is it smaller than those square miles? Are we bigger?
I don't know. You know, maybe we have more roads to take care of and so forth.
Well, that can't be it.
So you will be voting for the Slocaga tax increase, huh?
I don't know. We are so overtaxed. We have so many. When you see how many levels of government we have here in the county, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
So no, we've already got too many. I don't think we saw that much from the taxes we passed here for our road conditions. I live on the west side, and they're horrible.
I think they're doing a better job than they did, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Maybe, I guess, it depends on where you drive.
Well, you know, also, this stuff, it can't get done all at once.
No, it's a lot of money. We had a presentation at the Rotary Club how much it's going to cost to do the roads. It's enough to gag a mule. It's terrible. It's horrible. The expense, what it costs now. And, of course, the city works on union scale because they're a city. So it's going to be pricey.
Well, it's going to be pricey, of course, but here's something, and I was thinking about this the other day when Chris Bausch was on Sound Off talking about the roads, and we've had a glut here in Paso Robles with the growth of the wine industry, and the growth of the hotels. And
amazing how many have come since I've moved here.
Right, and the wine tasting and all the nice restaurants and so forth. My question is, what happened to that money?
Oh, then, you know, when you see what the half—I forget the figure—but just the 0.5% sales tax they brought in, which in the multi-million-dollar range. That's crazy.
Well,
just half percent of the total sales tax.
Well, and then you also have the TNT. They've raised
TOTs. Yeah,
they've raised that. So, you know, I was just when I was listening the other day, I said, "Well, wait a minute." You know, the cities are, you know, they were, and many of the citizens, fortunate that we had this wine boom and so forth and so on, but why wasn't the basic infrastructure being taken care of?
Well, that's a good question, too, and now with the wine industry in decline, that's going to drop off.
All right. So, who's at fault? Is it the citizens? Because we weren't demanding enough of our elected officials, or what?
Well, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but the overgrowth of the city, for one, but that should have brought more money in with all the building and everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem to make a difference.
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination of both. The priorities of the citizens and also the priorities of the councils or the Board of Supervisors or whomever is they didn't demand. The only person that I've ever heard warn us about the road problems and it should be a priority was Jim Abb.
I don't remember that, but it's probably, I know that doesn't seem to be the biggest thing now. I know Vine Street's in terrible shape, and I talked to Dita Cesperanza about that, and she said, well, we're going to do 10th to 13th Street. I go, well, that's a drop in the bucket to how bad the street is, an entire length of it. If you walk the Vine Street Showcase and look down at the ground, it's horrible. You can see dirt.
Right. Well, I think that don't they prioritize about, you know, the main areas first?
she said the East Side had the overall priority right now. They were doing all, and that's strange to me because it's much newer on the East Side than it is on the West Side.
Well,
and you know, and the West Side has the old style alleys, you know, and they're all dirt.
Yeah, wow. Most of them are, but the majority of the traffic, though, is on the west side. I mean, on the east side.
We tried to get across the river yesterday at 3 o'clock, and there was four or five signals.
Yeah, no, it's tough. You got to know the times, so forth. Well,
okay.
As soon as they get it all done, they'll have to start all over again because the roads just continue to wear out.
This is a nonstop thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is.
Growing pains and just maintenance in general.
Yep.
They talked about repair versus reconstruction, repair versus reconstruction, and a lot of the roads are back to reconstruction. They're down to past the base level. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you get to the point where, okay, is it worth putting financially worth putting a Band-Aid on it? Within, you know, 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to tear the whole thing out again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
On the text here, my mother moved here from New York in the 1950s. She said that the pizza and bagels from New York couldn't be reproduced as well in California. The bakers and pizza makers told her it was because of the difference in the water. Okay, so maybe this guy back in Yonkers there wasn't messing with me.
I have a friend from New York who claims the same thing.
That the pizza?
Yeah, that it's because of the water.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm pretty sure that this guy that owned that pizza parlor back there in Yonkers on Morsemere is no longer with us. So maybe I should try and hunt down if the place is still there and maybe a family member has it and say, I want to apologize to your father or grandfather. I don't know.
Make sure you ask for some water afterwards.
I'll ask for a slice of pizza.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Pass Rubble Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pass Rubble Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations and nonprofits that offer housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, and more. Juneteenth Jubilee will be holding a Juneteenth celebration in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. In observance of the holiday, City of Paso Robles offices will also be closed today. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Gas prices down another 2 cents for your Juneteenth Friday holiday, with oil flowing through the Strait of Hormuz, but logistics delay technical talks in Switzerland on the U.S.-Iran deal. The Axios show asked President Trump.
Beginning a conflict, you had talked about you only wanted unconditional surrender. And
well,
the MOU doesn't look like unconditional surrender.
Well, it really probably is unconditional surrender.
And the president disputing the Ayatollah's claim, posting, "We didn't meet out of desperation. Iran did. They're finished. They get no money, not 10 cents. An abrupt about-face by Luigi Mangione's defense team withdrawing their intent to mount a psychiatric defense, claiming he was suffering extreme emotional disturbance at the time United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down, which would have essentially meant an admission in the hopes of a shorter length of lockup. America's listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds early, then sunny. Low 70s, some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. We should be in the mid 70s for your Saturday. Dad's Day Sunday, pretty nice. Low 80s. Mid 80s on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Upper 80s next Thursday. Mid 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 548 a.m. And where did it go? It just went, 8:22 p.m. We're still hanging at 57. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks community. Okay, it's coming up here. They're still looking. The city of Paso Robles celebrating America's 250th. And volunteers are needed to help to make the event unforgettable. And about 25 volunteers are needed to help the city staff. And let's see here. Lake monitor, parking attendant, volunteer shifts are 2 hours, by the way. And access control monitor is a token of appreciation. All volunteers will receive a commemorative event t-shirt, premium parking for the event, and a meal voucher. So contact the city and help out and have some fun. It's just for a couple hours. You can handle it. Oh, let's see here. Speaking of the 4th of July, the Templeton Run Club and the Rotary Club of Templeton are hosting a 4th of July 5K on Saturday, July 4th. $20 for adults and kids 17 and under free. Sign up at Templeton 4thofjulyparade.com/5K. Top finishers, prizes will be provided, and all that. All proceeds go back to the Run Club and Rotary to help put on more local events like these and scholarships for local high school seniors. So there you go. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They serve lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You still got time to, get a little something, memorable. Memorable for Dad. Think about that. Bella Jewel. Let's see here. Wednesday, Thursday. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here we go. Matthew Summers, Rudy Martinez. Says Father Larry, Maggie Vandergon, Kurt Bensinger, Becky McKenna, Mac Van Dozer. We have Richard Plasak, Eric Thomas, Christopher Dio something, I don't know, Matthew Arnold. He says a resident of, Matthias Arnold. He's a resident of Germany. Okay. Who else we have? Austin Flores, Laura Baum, Jeff Railsback, Mickey Lanzadell, Candy Frederick, Nick Barnett, Lori Haig. Ken Keats is having another birthday. Mike Carver, David Aguda, Travis Richards. We have Holly Pena, Sandra Carner. Let's see here. Scott and Katrina Davis. And looky here. Oh boy. John and Barbie Boots are having an anniversary. They've been married for a couple of years. Leo Walker on Sunday. Eugenia Garcia, Linda Kardashian, Jesse Miranda, Jan Blake, Camille Rollins-Reese, Donna, and Mike McConnell, Meredith and Mark Robertson, and Bill and Valerie Schmitz. Those are your local celebrities on my right-hand side. Here we go. What time is it? Okay. Let's see. Why, certainly. Mo Howard of the Three Stooges. Why, I oughta. 1897, 1975. Guy Lombardo, 1902, 1977. We can end it right here. The greatest first baseman in the history of baseball, Lou Gehrig. 1903, 1941. Flatt and Scruggs, Lester Flatt, 1914, 1979. Pat Batrum from Green Acres, 1915, 1918, Mr. Haney. I never knew. Louis Jourdan from Gigi, 1921, 2015, from the Four Seasons. Tommy DeVito, 1928, 2020. Nancy Marshand from Lou Grant, 1928, 2000. Jenna Rollins, 1930. From Shirley and Lou Lee, come on, baby, let the good times. Shirley Goodman, 1936, 2005. Infielder Bob Astamonte, 1938. Ooh, cool singer, show and tell stuff. Al Wilson, 1939. Remember Spanky and our gang? I'm not talking about the comedy stuff. Sunday will never be the same. Elaine Spanky McFarlane was born in 1942. Everybody's favorite author, Salman Rushdie, 1947. Felice Richard, 1948. Pretty good pitcher, Jerry Royce, 1949, from Hart. Ann Wilson, she was born in 1951. Larry Dunn from Earth, Wind, and Fire, 1953. Kathleen Turner, 1954. Great country singer, oh yeah, jukebox with a country song, Doug Stone, 1956. From DeBarge, Mark DeBarge, 1959. Paula Abdul, 1962. AC/DC, Simon Wright, 1963. Going on. Who else do we have here? Brandon Mitchell, not a bad football player, 1975. Patrick Surtain, pretty good DB, 1976. Peter Warwick, when he was at Florida State, he was something else, man. Born in 1977, he's a flanker, receiver, whatever you want. Dirk Nowitzki, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. 1978 is when he was born. And who else? You know, they made a big to-do the other day about this guy winning his 100th game, which, okay, it's, none of us have, but Jacob DeGrom, 1988. He's, all right. Passing away on this day, oh, jingle bell, Bobby Helms, Indiana guy. He died in 1997. Also passing away. Oh, the actress, she was really good in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Jean Arthur, she passed away in 1991. Geraldine Brooks, Adam's mother Elizabeth in Bonanza, 1977. The comedian Ed Wynn, 1966. Juliet and Ethel Rosenberg were executed on this day in 1953. And Samuel Chase, revolutionary leader, signer of the Declaration. He passed away in 1811. All right, this is easy. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He had six seasons where he batted 350 or better with a high of 379, plus a seventh season of 349. He led the American League in runs scored four times, home runs three times, RBI five times. His 185 RBIs in 1931 remains the record for the NL. He also hit over 360 in his postseason. He was in the World Series seven times. They didn't have the playoffs. Six World Championships. He's one of the most productive hitters in the history of baseball. And think about it. He batted behind Babe Ruth. Simply the best the greatest first baseman ever. Lou Gehrig to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th. Entertainment for tomorrow will be Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. An offshore wind company has agreed to cease its plans to deploy wind turbines off the coast of Morro Bay, in agreement with the Trump administration. The company, Invenergy, will also terminate its offshore wind projects in the New York Bight and Gulf of Maine. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Again, keep in mind his career was cut short because of his death. His lifetime average was 340. He ended up with 2,700 hits, 493 home runs. He had 1,900 RBIs. Seven-time All-Star, six-time World Series champion, MVP a couple times, Triple Crown batting champion, as I mentioned, the RBIs, and the home run leader. Absolutely amazing. Lou Gehrig passed away in 1941. He was only 37. This hour brought to you by Solar Ponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.